Hello, everyone. And to those of you in the United States, happy 4th of July. Happy birthday to our country. And we hope that it will be a better year than we've seen in the recent past. Wishes, prayers, hugs and hopes we give out to all of us here. And to everyone else in the world, may we be a blessing. This is Glenda, and I want to start by thanking everyone who responded to my call for help for being so generous and instant in your response. It meant the world to me, and I feel very, very humbled and very appreciated. And it really, really confirms the rightness of my decision and desire to just keep on till the end of my days with this work. It brings joy to my life. It brings delight to my heart and a sense of purpose to everything I do every day. I love each and every one of you. I don't know all of you by name because we haven't met or done the handshake, but I feel your presence every Sunday. And I feel the presence of your family, your friends, and your community because we're not, none of us are just one person. We are everyone that we share with, we give to, and we rely upon to support us in return. We are, each of us, a sun inside a satellite nation of souls that interrelate with us in going through life and making it a better life than it otherwise would have been. So I just wanted to start off with that thank you. And I also want, in case you didn't get my previous letters, I want to tell you that we have a new webinar on the horizon. I am so excited about it. And I don't know why, but I've stayed away from this one for a while. I really rather felt that we needed a little bit more seasoned experience with Love Without End to take this all into consideration about what it means for our life. The Star of David has been an important thing in the Judeo-Christian religion since even before its roots. It was there before, before David. It was part of the power and parliaments of his father Solomon. And before him, it goes back into Egypt. And it can be found in the various Hindu cultures. And it has an extremely profound meaning because it creates the major points of creation that come together in creating the whole of our universe. Whether we're talking about a cosmic universe or a personal universe. And in many ways they are the same. We couldn't exist here if it were not for that. So I just want to thank you for hanging in with me long enough that this could become a reality. We're going to talk about every point on that star according to the way Yeshua explained it to me in Love Without End, or before that in our conversations together. And then we're going to relate it to scriptures that are in both the Old and the New Testament, and even some ancient Aramaic scriptures. So we're really going to expose the legend, the mystery, the miracle, the wisdom, and the power of how love created everything. And I think it will help you make sense of why we need to love one another, and why we need to love God with every part of our heart, soul, and being. Well, that's about all I can say right now without telling you more, but it's online You can find it in our webinar section, and I'll be sending out an official announcement next week. I sent out a pre-announcement to those who received my call for help, and we're going to do the official flying flag announcement this week, and I hope you will join me. You will be very, very happy you did. I would say of all the webinars that I have ever offered, this is the one that will have the most direct quotations from Yeshua and the most summarization of every other webinar. It's all here. It's all here. If you never did anything but this one, you would understand the whole of Love Without End and why he gave me the message and why it's so important in the world today. Okay, I'm going to rest my voice and take a drink while I open the line to our loved ones. Hello, Elizabeth, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda, this is Elizabeth. I'm normally in New York, but I'm in New Orleans right now. I came down last week for my birthday.
Oh,
but,
that's one of my favorite places.
Yes, and I've asked before for my friend George French for blessings for him, and I'm asking again. I just have to say we were in the car, and he had a stroke while driving in the car on Thursday. Why we were not killed is a total miracle. I saw angels coming to stop the cars coming because he lost control of the wheel. We somehow got back into his driveway when the bulk of the stroke happened. I got 911 there and got into hospital immediately, and there has been no damage. There was a blood clot in his brain. They got it in time. He's okay. I just want to thank you for the miracle that happened, that we both weren't killed, and that I'm just sitting in his place waiting for him to come home from the hospital right now. I just ask that you send a blessing for him to recover fully, and that everything he needs to help, because I have to go back to New York on Tuesday and I cannot stay to look after him. So everything he needs. Big, big blessing for George, and big, big thank you that I'm alive talking to you now. And Glenda, I saw the angels stopping the cars coming towards us. It was amazing. It was just amazing. The help is there. I'm trying not to cry because it was just fantastic. It was just fantastic, and I believe I was meant to be there in the car with him, and for him not to be alone when that happened, so he would die in his apartment alone because he wouldn't have been able to get the help. So, you know, there's a silver lining to everything that looks like it's tragic or horrible. There's always a reason, and God's there in it. And I can't thank you and Yeshua enough for these being on this call every Sunday religiously, because it just helps. And the angels came right at the right time, and I believe he's going to be okay. He's a musician, and I think he'll be okay to play for Jazz Fest in October. And it's just been so fantastically wonderful, the help that was given. And coming down here to celebrate my birthday, I had more love shown to me on this birthday than at any other time in my life, and I just like a prayer for me to be the best servant of the Lord that I can be, and while I'm still on this planet, just let me live from my soul and do whatever I'm meant to do, and just live in love and see and be aware of what I'm needing, people need, what I need to do to help, whatever it is, I'll do anything to be a servant. And I know I've gone on a lot, but thank you, Glenda, for this, because this was the biggest miracle that's ever happened in my life, and it's a lot to do with the Sunday calls and the blessings and just being here with you.
Oh, Elizabeth.
and everything, so I'll be quiet now.
I have loved every word you've spoken, but I just couldn't hold myself back. This is why I do the work that I do. I'm just overwhelmed with the joy of witnessing the miracles of the Lord, the miracles of Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, the angels. And this just reminds me of a miracle I had. Oh, my gosh. I don't remember how many years ago it was. It was actually before Love Without End was written, but after The Lamb and the Lion was painted. I think I was in the midst of writing the book at the time. And I was just out driving on a city boulevard that was, it was divided. And so a car really should have known he was going the wrong way, but he didn't. And a car was coming really very fast, going the wrong way. And I pulled over and prayed, and instantly I just said, God, don't miss this one, because I saw another car coming behind me that could easily, they could have had a head-on collision. And they drove through each other. I saw the angels appear and dissolve the cars into adamantine particles, and they drove through each other.
Yes.
And then off to the side of the road. So we can both celebrate our experience of knowing the angels are with us.
All the time.
They are.
All the time.
They allow us to have our third dimensional experience. But they have access to the codes of the adamantine particles. And they can move things around in miraculous ways. And that includes healing the body. It includes preventing death. It includes everything.
Yes.
So you are a living miracle, Elizabeth, and standing witness to the power of God.
Yes.
To be with us in all things. So thank you. And God bless you, and have a safe trip home. And we will include George in our blessings today.
Thank you so much, Glenda.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jerome, you are on.
Thank you, Glenda, for your love, but thank you, God, for Elizabeth and George, and thank you for Glenda and everybody else that is on the call to help everybody feel the Christ spirit that we've always been, to share with each other. And as Glenda has that light and love with herself, we share that with everyone that we can. And it was great to hear this call. I'm a physician up here in Minnesota. It's 93 degrees. It's hot. It's summer. blessings with everything you do, Glenda, and blessings with all the people that call you, because God and Holy Spirit are working all the time, too. So I just love you, and I thank you, and keep up the good work, okay?
I plan to, and with the help of our community, you know it's going to happen. And the miracles that we are standing for, all you have to do is stand for them. You just stand up for the miracle.
Standing for her miracle, too. Thank you.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Just stand up for your miracle. And just say, I'm receiving it. I believe in it. I don't just believe in it. I know it.
I know it, too. And thank you for sharing your miracles for all of us. Thank you.
Okay.
And I love you.
Well, happy 4th to you and your lovely family.
Okay,
always in my prayers.
Okay, thank you. Happy 4th, too. Okay.
Hey, Tony. You're on.
Hi. Glenda, wow. This is so fantastic. Your miracles and Elizabeth's miracles, my God, it's just amazing. I have to a couple of things, really. One is my dear friend Tiger, who's one of my best sky watching adventure partners, and my it's his 75th birthday today.
Oh,
and he's not on the call with us, but I really want to send a birthday blessing to him for him, his presence, his life, and he really is one of these people. He's also an artist, but he really lives a life devoted to the development and exploration of the truth, and he absolutely loves Love Without End. Every time I share anything from it, I've given him copies of the book, and he really enjoys them. So I want to celebrate him and send a blessing to him. And I want to say something about miracles. We have the moon conjunct Uranus today, which is so beautiful for the 4th of July because of its connections with awakening and freedom. But also, what's being highlighted on this call is that it just came to me. Spirit said this to me just before I came on, right as you were opening my line, that Yeshua and you together have given us a language, a vocabulary, that we can deeply converse with each other, the language of miracles. And that's really kind of at the heart of what I sense is going to be a big part of your webinar. You know, the real nature of reality, God and reality. I just want to also express my observation and my deep heartfelt appreciation. We have something that we can be so confident in, and we all know it from our own experience. And that's something we celebrate together on this call every Sunday, but it's also something that reverberates through our lives. And I just want to say thank you so much to you and to everyone with us who's ever participated in these calls or who's part of the webinars, because everybody's participating in the understanding and the magnification of that language of God's love and grace and miracles. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, our sister Glenda. Thank you so much.
Oh, Tony, that was profound, probably more than you realize. every step forward in the history of human civilization has been accompanied by an expansion and development of language.
Wow.
And one of the main reasons that we have a lot of issues in the world today about non-discrimination, perceptions of equality, and the fact is we are all children of God. And we can find the same proportion of brilliant and talented people in every country, in every racial form. There is no difference. And yet, the fact is, some people are progressing more than others. And it's not entirely due to their sense of confidence or their financial advantages or their upbringing advantages. One of the biggest inhibiting factors is language. The fact is, what we have scientifically discovered through the English language could not have been discovered in Swahili. It simply, it did not have the elasticity, the depth, or the capacity to engage with word forms that could then be quantified or applied to life situations. And I have great hopes that our expanded language through the digital age. I'm not really all into this AI, you know, or digital world, because I don't want it to replace our humanitarian values.
Mm-hmm.
But the language that's being developed through it may very well be what we have needed to accelerate the performance of people in countries and other relationship groups that simply could not move forward. We're seeing enormous progress, for example, in India. They're probably the most advanced people, even with all of our technical advantages, they're probably the most advanced with digital development and performance. And they're coming up in the world. That within just a few decades, they went from only an upper class and a street poor class into having three levels of middle class within 30 years. That's unheard of.
Wow.
All of that comes down to developing a language that can accelerate their life. So I want to comment to all of you on what Tony just said. Develop your own language as far as you can. Did you know there's actually now, and I'm so proud of this, there's actually now a university in France, and I can get the information for anyone interested, who has started a study for finding words of nuanced experience that no word has ever existed for in any language.
Hmm.
Like the sense of relief you feel after something you worried about has just dropped off. We don't have a word for that. They've already charted about 30,000 human experiences that there is no word for. And when we can navigate, when we can attach words to that which we feel and create, we will have, oh, I need to turn that sound down, that's for sure. Give me just a second to do that. Okay, when we can attach words to everything we see, feel, and touch, we will have a dynamic engagement that is even greater than what we have now. And let us not forget that the Apostle John, who was the closest to Yeshua, said, "In the beginning was the Word."
Hmm.
And the Word was with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
The word we attach to our experiences makes a tremendous difference. I can give you a very good example that I hope will not be taken in any prejudicial form. I was a professor at the University of Oklahoma teaching, among other things, I was teaching art appreciation, which is the introductory course to art history. And it was a required course for the OU football team. And the OU football team was made up of young men from a variety of racial and city, urban, rural backgrounds. So it was a cross-section. But these young men were not very much into words. I mean, they could call out the game plan, but these young men were not very much into words. They were rather, I would say, nonverbal students. And it was very hard for them to write a two-sentence essay. I would stay after school and work with them on their verbal capacity, their ability to express themselves verbally. And I wasn't upset with them so much as the school system that had let them down from the time they were in the first grade. No one had really picked up on the fact that they need this. They need words to navigate life. Mm. And they all found out they were smarter than they thought they were.
Mm.
They thought they were stupid. They really thought they were stupid until they had the words to express what was inside them. they found the words, and then all of a sudden, they were not only appreciating art, but they were appreciating light and looking forward to taking other courses.
Mm-hmm.
So what you said, Tony, is profound, beyond profound. And when Yeshua came to the world, he gave us many words we had never had before.
Yeah.
We had never had. And they were in Aramaic, yes. And unfortunately, some of them got translated down to more limited vocabulary units.
Mm-hmm.
But they're being researched and brought back into their life today. Hallelujah. So glad they are, because it will make a huge difference in our understanding. And the biggest gift that Love Without End makes to everybody who reads it is not that there's anything that's not in the Bible. It's just the words are there to extrapolate.
Yeah.
And with the words that extrapolate it, then we can wrap our minds around it, our hearts around it, and express it.
Yeah.
And I'll take an opportunity to bring up one little sideline touch, which is not really that sideline. There has been discovered, along with the books in the Nag Hammadi, there was the Book of Mary.
Hmm.
Now, we don't believe that this was written by the Mother Mary because of some contents in it that revealed whoever Mary was someone who was with Yeshua along with the apostles. So we believe it was Mary Magdalene.
Hmm.
And in that script, it said, this is Peter saying to her, he said, "And since the Master told you things he did not tell the rest of us, tell us about the particles of the universe." Did you get that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peter wanted to know how to articulate the substance from which the universe was created.
Mm.
Well, she didn't tell him. So I guess it took 2,000 years later to get that on paper. But I have talked a lot, but I think it was very important because I wanted to build on your comment, which was very important, and Elizabeth's miracle, which was just exceptional. And so elevating to our hearts and faith.
Yes.
God bless you all on this day. When we celebrate freedom, we celebrate liberty, we celebrate the right of each person to seek their happiness. And I wish that for you in whatever form you see it, however you envision it. Whatever you seek in life, I wish you happiness. I wish you love, because that brings happiness. I wish you freedom and liberty to make the choices that are nearest and dearest to your heart. And may we always protect these rights for one another and bring these same rights to the world. Even if this nation does not always continue to be a nation, even if at times we have our disappointment in the national side of it, the principles on which it was founded are very dear to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we give those to the world.
Amen.
So we don't have any more people on the call except for our beloved angel in residence here. And we all know who that is, Stormy.
It warms my heart to hear the stories that I have heard recently. Two people are trying to form a radio talk show host thing about angels, and they would like me to be their first guest. and I talked with the woman in Canada to see if I had some angel stories, and of course I've got a lot of them.
A trillion.
And I've been talking with other people, like with June, and I says, well, there's an angel story for you. And then she says, I was waiting for it. First off, I do want to bring a blessing for Eva, who recently fell and had to go to the emergency room and had to have a couple of screws put into her leg or hip. I don't remember exactly, but Eva and I had just had a conversation, I believe, the day before for about an hour. And I can feel that she did not do any more harm for herself, or I have been there for people to break their fall for them, that they do not injure themselves any more than they have. And the stories that you were talking about reminds me of the experiences I have had as an angel, besides the experiences that I have as the flesh and blood that I am. And that warms my heart to hear these stories. And I really like the language. And you know me so well that you know what my language is, and that is music.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I studied at the International School of Language in Fort Worth when I was 14, because I taught myself to speak a little bit of Russian and write it completely on my own. Teacher was so impressed that they put me in the International School of Language for free all summer long. I took the bus in the morning and came home in the evening, and I was progressing with all of the major languages, no Asian languages, but it just comes to me very, very easy to study all of the Portuguese, Spanish, English, French, Italian, Dutch, Russian, German, so on and on, and see all the similarities. Mm-hmm. And the lady says, well, you're going to be quite a famous international translator. And I thought to myself, wait a second. I don't want to be spending the rest of my life repeating what other people have to say. I have to say something. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, there's an easy way for me to say what I want to say, and that is in the music of language.
Yes. Yes. And there is a music of language. There is indeed.
And I'm doing something different. Someone asked me about, have I ever taken someone to heaven so they can get a glimpse of heaven before they actually get there? And I've been thinking about it, and I told someone the other day, I said, well, if you want to get a glimpse of heaven, you can hear it in my music. And I've had people experience that. I've watched you experience it when you wanted to give a lecture about conversations with Christ, and I was playing the piano, and you just wanted to hear me play. And I says, no, Glenda, they're here to hear you speak, not me play the piano. Go give your lecture when we was in Dallas, you know. But those kinds of things that I appreciate you having this call. And when I talked with you the other day for sort of a silly comment about Earth is where angels come to get their legs instead of us getting our wings, but angels come to Earth to get their legs. You asked me to pray, and I sent out the clarion call, Glenda.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
And, beautiful.
Stormy.
Yeah.
I was bringing you on for the benediction, but you have actually inspired more people come on the line. So we're going to have to break away for a little while and take a few more calls.
Good.
So your clarion call brought a few more people on. We'll make it as quick as we can because I know some people around the world have logged in just, you know, our attendance on the board expands drastically toward the end of the call. And it's because some people are being charged toll rates to be on this call. So I do like to be efficient. But I'm going to take a call from an international person, Cecilia. You're on. Hi.
Hi. I wanted to ask for healing prayers for a very nice man named AJ. He's the kind director, the new director of a senior community in Windsor, Vermont, and he's gotten suddenly ill. He needs some support.
Okay. And his name is AJ?
AJ.
Okay. I've got it. Can you tell me sort of where he is?
He works in Windsor, Vermont, and he lives
Windsor,
in
Vermont.
Woodstock. And he lives, he lives in Woodstock, Vermont.
Okay.
And he's got two little kids.
Oh, okay. Okay. Our prayers are with him and with you, and thank you for asking. That's great.
Thank you.
And Iman? Hello, dear.
Aloha, Glenda, and the beautiful community. I'm so blessed to be here. I came on a little late, but I would just like to ask blessings for my dear parents. Han Song is my father, and Term Let, my mother. They're both up there, you know, in their 80s. So I'd just like to ask blessings for their health and longevity and safety, and also my family. And they're in Stouffville, Ontario.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, I can feel them right now. I love them so much. They're just...
I love you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. And Sandra, I see you just came on the call.
Hello, Glenda. Hello, everybody. Beautiful community. This is Sandra in Wisconsin. And I would like to ask some blessings for several friends of mine that live in Hawaii. Anita and DJ both are recovering from COVID. DJ is on oxygen 24/7. And Anita's a long hauler dealing with her own burdens that she's carrying. And I would also like to ask for a really special, powerful blessing of healing for my friend Vid, my companion, who also lives here with me in Wisconsin. So I appreciate you so much, Glenda, and I'm so heartened to hear the wonderful response that you got. But I knew it, you know, it wasn't really a surprise. It was like, of course. That's just so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful news.
Thank you.
And
thank you, everybody.
Blessings
to you.
Okay.
And to your loved ones. Okay, and so we're going to end with Eva. Hello, dear, and I'm so sorry to hear about your hip.
Hi, yeah, I'm here in the rehab, and I'm on my cell phone, so I wasn't sure if I was going to stay on because I had trouble signing in. I wasn't having the connection, but here I am. And, yes, I got some pins in my femur, I guess it is, exactly, and I was thinking of you, Glenda, because I fell with my whole weight right on that side, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is not good. But they did pin me up, and it was, as you know, not too fun for a while. It's getting better today. I was actually, I said, well, I'm sure feeling compassion now for other people that go through this, which I never really knew. I finally was able to spend.
Are you able to walk on crutches yet?
No, I used the walker so far, and I've just like walked, I haven't walked very far yet. Today's Sunday, so I'm not getting therapy. Yesterday I had a pretty good therapy session where I just walked around in a little circle and picked up some cones off of places and, did a lot of upper body movement as well, which was helpful. But, and now I was kept thinking, I've got to bend this knee and it just wasn't bending. Finally today I was able to pull, I'm sitting in this recliner and I could pull up my knee and I said, oh, that feels so much better
good.
To be able to, that much.
Good.
Yeah. Very much of a surprise. Just wanted to go out to ShopRite and get some tomatoes and reach for my purse as I was going up the landing on my apartment and I think I reached before I was up the step, which was kind of stupid. I don't know. I normally don't do things like that. And my daughter immediately ran down, wondered how she thought I fell down the whole flight of stairs. But so here I am and just waiting. I'm not vaccinated, so I can't have any visitors or my family or anybody here. So all my visiting is on the telephone and FaceTime, of course, we have, which I did with my daughter, which is nice. So,
well,
of course, blessings.
Oh, yeah. Well, Yeshua doesn't need a vaccination, so he'll be with you.
Right. I'm so glad.
So he will be with you and bring plenty of angels to keep you strong
right.
and get you back on your feet. And actually, you will heal.
And actually, the good news is my orthopedic surgeon who talked to my daughter after the operation said, your mom has really strong bones for her age. And so that was good to hear. I'm 86.
That is
and
good.
She said she must have had a really hard fall. Yes, that was a really hard fall. All my weight right on that side, and it just didn't like it. So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
I know what that's like.
Yeah, I know you are. I was thinking about it. I said, oh, my goodness. So Glenda went down on her tile floor like this, and here I am.
Uh-huh.
I'm lying. I've got to get up. I'm not going. I don't want to go to the hospital. And my daughter was bringing me pillows and blankets and trying to make me comfortable and kept saying, maybe after a little bit I can get up. And finally I said, no, this just isn't working.
You're off to the ER. Sorry.
Yes, I was, and thank you so much.
But
for
you'll
your
get
prayer.
Through it, and you'll be even stronger on the other side. So we'll
pray
for you.
So.
We'll hold you in our heart, and you'll be fine.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome. And we love you. Everybody
nice
loves
to have,
you.
Nice to have so many people that are, you know, friends and family that pray and know how to connect with the enlightenment.
It
so
is.
That's
it really,
that's
really is. And
that's a wonderful
thing to do.
Yeah. So I appreciate you.
Yeah, we love you too. Well, everybody, let's get ready for a blessing. I think it's time. Okay. We've got a lot of people on the call now, and some of them pay a pretty good toll call to call internationally. So let's respect that. And actually, I should say this in that context. If ever you can't make a connection, just sit in a chair, in your bed, and then make a spiritual, heart-centered, mental connection with all of us, and we'll be there for you. You will still be part of the blessing. And you don't have to say anything either for those of you who show up. Just showing up is nice because it helps you feel the energy. You can feel the energy of everybody who's here for you. All right, let's just be quiet. Quiet the mind. Open the heart. Feel the fullness of love that just spills over. The moment you open the heart, and I'm going to find out where that noise is coming from. Okay.
I think we're fine now. All right. Take a deep breath. And let it out slowly. And another deep breath. And feel, just completely fill your lungs with it. Feel the power of God within you. As you take in this breath, as you expand your lungs, feel your lungs massaging your heart and receiving with every beat of your heart more energy to breathe and to breathe deeply. There is a dance of life between your heart and your lungs. Your heart gives energy to your lungs. Your lungs massage your heart. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, empowering, delightful, loving experience. As you do that, I will offer my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, I come as the voice of love from everyone in our community and all of their families to fall at your knees and say, we love you. We love you more than there are words to express. And so we use the word you gave us, which is love. Love in all things. Love from our Father. Love from the Holy Spirit. Loving support from our Mother Earth. Loving continuance after this life into heavenly realms. Being in the garden or at the throne of God. We express our love to you for all the love you have given us in ways that are uncountable. And that you've given to everyone without any consideration of who they are or what they've done it with their life, because you know that all of these actions are irrelevant compared to the sacredness of the heart within them and the seed of God planted within. Only that needs to be nurtured. And the angels will come and sing, providing miracles. And you will be there and the Holy Spirit will be there. And miracles will be done. We thank you for helping us to know these things, for giving us the language, for giving us the understanding. We thank you that you are now omnipresent, in a place where you can be with all of us at the same time, where you can be with everyone around the world, to give them hope and courage and inspiration to seek a better life than they have known previous to this moment, to know that they can reach for the stars, to know that they can reach for God and be blessed infinitely and become the person they were created to be. We ask now that you come and be with us, that we may be stronger advocates for you, that we may see you working in our life, and through seeing you working, that we may hold strong in our faith, in our courage, in our belief, and our knowledge that everything we ask for will be provided. We ask for all the good things we need for our friends, our relatives, all of our loved ones, that their fears may be swept away, their hope may be empowered, and their faith may reign. For this and all you bring us every day, we say thank you. In your beloved name, amen. Now please receive the dance of our spirits that we may offer that. Your blessing through us into the world. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, you need to continue receiving. So go and rest. Lie down or recline in your chair quietly. Without thinking. Don't continue your prayer. No words from your mouth. Because you're receiving. Not speaking. Allow yourself to be a blank slate. Upon which the breath of God, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, the energy of the angels, and the love of Christ can be with you, now and forevermore. Goodbye for now, and I look forward to being with you again next Sunday. This is my church, and it's our church, and it's defined by our loving community. Be blessed. Be richly blessed.